The dialect of Yulegrave, Derbyshire, Thomas Birds, aged 76, a retired farmer, recorded in one of his fields on the 2nd of December 1955 by Stanley Ellis.
I said it up at Mowry, and I put it a chain on, and I put it its bluffers on for be a safeguard to public. And this woman come down that old lane, as we called Back Lane, and I said it all well, and I said, looked at this bull, which we were roaming, I'd like to get to it well. And I inquired whose it were, and first one told her and then another, and I found me at finish, and I were on Dale. And I come down me, they were my sister come across the field and tell me so there were a woman at yard who wanting to say me about bull. And I come at yard and I says to her, I says, now what's your errand? I says, who's that? That bull, female up in that field up there with the bluff on and the chain. I says to her, I said, I'm mind your own business. I says, that's mine. I says, what's it get there with there? And I said, well, go take it off. And I said, I shouldn't. And I said, are we going to send to RASP? And I sent to RASP and they come and they said, now then, what have you been doing? And I told her, I says, now, I says, you come up, and I says, I'll take chain off him and take bluffs. And I says, you man, shut in his ear hole and tell him he's RASP. And I says, ask me in filed way. I says, I want to touch my own. I says, you want to get out?
Come on, tell us a bit more.
How come? I'll stop me for these beans.
Well, just come and tell me a bit more about the same woman when you had that trouble with her. What was it when you had some... Why did you have these shape fastened?
Oh, for stopping from jumping.
Oh, I see. So at one time...
I pushed them off at Dale and... They shape were jumping like mad old wolves and... I changed the couplings. I uncoupled some and fastened them to the other shape because they get used to one another, them what have been coupled up long. And I set off and out with our little village with this shape. And they started pulling about and doing. And I was driving them up village. And a woman run there to stop in it village, same woman as come like a bull. And I stood in front of it, I was laying down. And I told it Marvin, I said, I shouldn't. And I said, I must untie him. And I told it mind your own bloody business. I said, I must untie him. I said, I shouldn't. I said, are you going out in the road? I says, no. I says, I am. I says, untie him. I says, Nell, come here. And Nell come down, saw that shape, and off they jumped up and her between chain and bucket so hent and a fell and trapped a bloody head at back.